Welcome to Across the Desk, where we discuss entrepreneurship, small business, and everything in between. Hey, it's Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome to Across the Desk. And today's entrepreneurial entrails again, and I've got some great interviews coming up, but just not right now. They're coming. But today's topic is about, it's about a turning point that I had, and it's around the language of proof or demonstrate, or prove or demonstrate. And how this came about was, I listened to Mel Robbins and her thing on the imposter syndrome through Creative Live. If you've never accessed Creative Live, started by Chase Jarvis, I've talked about it before. It's a terrific site, tons of learning opportunities and what have you. And you get access to people that you might either not know about or are quite famous, and it's extremely affordable. So take a look. But anyway, so one of the things that Mel Robbins recommended was you start your day with, you know, some quiet time. I mean, a lot of, you know, leadership gurus and what have you talk about the power of starting your day with meditation and quiet reflection and whatever. And it actually works. So if you're not doing it, I'd recommend it. But one of the things she talks about is having a section of your daily planner and reflecting on gratitude. What are you grateful for that day? You know, what's happened? All that kind of great stuff. And I happen to use a combination of my daily planner and my passion planner. My passion planner is not one that I use to, you know, track appointments and things like that, but I use it to track business milestones and other things. So in my daily one, it's an opportunity for me to kind of track, hey, you know, what's been going on? What accomplishments, whatever. And what happened last week when I started to write my gratitude list was I started to write, I was grateful for the opportunity to prove my skills. And without even consciously thinking about it, I went, no, I don't have to write prove anymore. I can write demonstrate. And it was just so natural a correction. I don't know how to explain it to you, but it was a huge turning point for me. Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you are, you know, you're on your own. You're building your own baby. You're putting your stuff out there. It's a very raw experience. And when you've been an employee for as long as I had been, it takes quite a while to get out of that employee mindset of, you know, here's my expectations and here's what I deliver on. But ultimately, the responsibility falls on somebody else for the overall health of the company and what have you. And when you're an entrepreneur, no such luck. You are the buck. You are the whatever. You are the stop. So everything that happens within your business, you know, obviously falls on you. If you've never been a true entrepreneur, and I mean that definition by if you are not depending on your business to keep you alive, you know, pay bills, groceries, do whatever, and you're kind of doing it as a little side hustle in addition to your full-time job, it's a completely different mindset. And unless you've done it, there is honestly no way for you to truly understand the risk that you're taking. When you leave behind that steady paycheck, when you leave behind that, you know, society built-in expectation of a 9-to-5, you go up a lot against a lot of different things. You go up against people's perceptions of what you're doing. You know, my mom asked me, bless her heart, love her to death, but she asked me for like the first year, when are you going to get a real job? And, you know, admittedly, the effort and the output of what I was doing that first year were definitely not reflective of what I was able, but they were reflective of where my mindset was at the time. I still felt like I had to prove everything. And even going into year two, that started to abate because I had a series of successes. I had happy customers or clients, all that great stuff. So that ability, you know, that need to prove lessened considerably. And this year has been such a huge opportunity to learn and do and what have you. And I've had quite a lot of successes for my clients that I'm so proud of. I don't feel the need to really prove anymore, or at least not for a long period of time. And so that incredible mind shift to the fact that now I know I can demonstrate for clients what I can do. I don't have to prove it. I have the proof. I've delivered it. I've done it. People have had success out of it. That's a huge, huge shift. If you've ever experienced that, I'd love to hear about your story. That's basically my thing for today, is that if you are in that first year and a bit mindset, that time will come. That time will come where you move out of that proof mindset. You have enough successes under your belt. You have enough things that you can, you know, show that you can demonstrate what you can do. I mean, that didn't make complete sense, but you know what I mean. And I can't guarantee it for you. I can't guarantee it for anyone. But once you get over the foolishness of what you've done, which I know sounds terrible, but that leads into another podcast that I'm going to do in a minute. Becoming an entrepreneur requires a bit of foolhardiness, requires a bit of character that isn't normally found in the general population. And I don't mean that in a snooty way. It's just a fact. And when you persevere and when you continue to demonstrate, then you have the proof. You've made it. You've done it. And all you can do is grow from there. And that turning point can be a really powerful thing. So if you're not quite there yet, but you are persevering and you know, you're continuing to be foolhardy, but you're persevering, then I hope you have that moment. I hope you move into that mindset where you no longer need to prove it. You can just demonstrate it. You can just show everybody what you can do. And it's just, it's a very powerful feeling. So that's my thing for today. Just a short but sweet. But I wish it for you. I hope it happens. If it has happened for you and you want to share your story, you can put it in the comments below. You can tweet it to me. You can do whatever you want. It's your story. Let me know. I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Across the Desk. You can follow me on Twitter at MCBComms, Instagram at MCBCommunications, or visit MCBCommunications.ca to see where else I'm hiding out.